Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita's number one sports station, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, good to be back on a Wednesday. Paul Brockman Hurdle with you. Jad Chambers produces What's on Tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. As I'm sure Jacob and Paul got into a lot over the last few days, just where we are with the Big 12 and the ever-changing scenario that is college sports, realizing that this is going to play out over the course of the next couple of years. But Oklahoma and Texas already gone, are going, you know, they've already indicated to the Big 12 that they will not continue past 2025. So we'll see what all happens there. There's all sorts of things, second tier television deals that have to be kind of figured out, and there's a ton of money that has to change hands. This, that, and the other thing as far as getting out of a league situation, but it's not like money's an issue with Oklahoma and Texas. The big issue is what happens with the eight remaining schools in the Big 12. Sean has been very patient, hanging through the break. Sean, nice to have you on the show. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Couple of things. I got about three or four questions here, and then I'll hang up and listen. One, there was an article in the Wichita Eagle stating that KU or K-State can't even think about talking about a possibility of another conference without Kansas Board of Regents approval. Could you address that? Because does that make things more sticky if KU wants to go to the Big Ten and they leave K-State out? Please address that one. Number two, I know this is a football-driven issue, and the KU football program, the dumpster fire that it is, nobody's saying it's not, but the AAU status that KU has, Iowa mm-hmm. State has that as well, and then the basketball traditions that KU has, but this is a football-driven issue. And then number three, why is West Virginia toxic for the ACC going back to what used to be the Big East, and they don't want them, and why? Oh, and a fourth thing, maybe Jacob can elaborate on this. I was listening to Jackie Sherrill yesterday being interviewed by Paul Feinbaum. This goes back to ancient days, why UT gets more state oil money than A&M. And it's a disparity of like two-thirds to one-third, and I never knew that. And is that the reason of the bad blood between College Station and the 40 acres? And some people's like, no, we don't want them in the SEC. That's why we left the Big 12 for a reason. And I know I'm all over the place, guys. Just hopefully you got all that and you could address that. So anyway, appreciate it, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks,
well,
Sean.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Quickly on A&M and in Texas, there are 1,000 reasons that blood is that bad. And yeah, a lot of it has to do with historic money and where guys fall in the political spectrum and the donor and booster and, you know, competitive realm. But the reality is they don't like each other. I've mentioned it before. A&M's fight song talks about Texas. Who does that? Right? But it's bad. It's bad, 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 bad blood. And even as premier a program, big an earner as A&M is, they'll always be the little brother to Texas. And that's why it's bad. But anyway, to the other stuff, Bruce, a lot to unpack there, but good questions.
Yeah. The West Virginia thing, I'm not totally sure what it's rooted in, but it's interesting that the ACC and West Virginia at this particular point are at least having there is reported interest from both entities about the other. So I don't know about the history of it. It is real. And for whatever reason, when expansion was going on the last time, 10 years ago, it was weird that you had the Big Ten and the ACC, even the SEC at that point, that just really didn't have any interest in West Virginia. I don't know if that's an institutional issue. I'm not sure what that is. I'll delve a little bit more into that. But it's funny. I had a chat over the weekend where I was with a West Virginia native, and he was talking about the very same thing about, you know, well, the ACC would never take us. And I should have delved more into it at that particular point. But you know what? If there are historical things that make a relationship difficult, historically difficult with a particular institution, I think that this would be the time for change, Jacob, because I think everybody right now is just looking for the best fit and what makes the most sense moving forward. I don't think that West Virginia would have... I think West Virginia is in a very interesting position, both with either, I think probably more than anything, the ACC, but maybe even the Big Ten. So just geographically where they are. Although, how much is geographics going to really fit into all of this? I don't know.
I don't think much. I don't think they need to. We're watching Wichita State exist in a league that used to go to UConn and still goes to Central and South Florida. So as we talk the even larger conferences, I think geography means nothing. And I think it's naive now to even consider geography, because almost every one of these teams we're talking about, they travel by private plane now, right? Not a big deal.
Right.
The scheduling can get creative enough in some of the other sports that have to play more games that they've been able to make it work. So just continue to do that. It's not that big a deal. I mean, do you care, Bruce?
Absolutely.
Did you not get excited when Wichita State played UConn? I did. Do you not get excited when Wichita State and whoever it is, like, it doesn't even register for me? You develop a rivalry because you're in the same league, not because of where you are. Now those rivalries naturally present themselves. Wichita State and Tulsa are nice natural rivals, but it's more about the play on the court than it is anything else.
Sure it is. Yes. Absolutely. Missouri and Kansas was a great rivalry. They've survived just fine on their own, right? They don't have to have each other. I mean, it's just not that way. Kansas State, do
it's
they
a little
really
different.
Need each other moving forward? It's different, probably.
It's different just
yes.
in the sense that the government locally would love for them to stay together and take care of each other because they're both state institutions. The two, you know what I mean? Like the two schools individually, yeah, they'd be fine. But you'd, as a state, like to see both teams, you know, both schools, both universities taken care of because they're both state schools.
Yeah, and now as far as the Board of Regents, that I don't, I'm going to find out about that in particular. That has a ring of potential truth to it.
Sure. Politics have been involved in these decisions in the past. There's no doubt about it. What's interesting about this one is the politicians seem to be staying out of it, generally speaking. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, that's a big deal in that state. Texas and Texas A&M, or Texas leaving the Big 12 historically, there have been, you know, power players politically that have worked very hard to protect Baylor and Texas Tech. So those protections are seemingly not happening this time. For whatever reason that is, I don't know. But to me, it's probably because they're just trying to, you know, if you can get it, go get it. and we're going to work on making sure the other has a good spot. That's speculation on my point, but it is a little strange that that it's been quieter in that realm on all of this than it has been in the past.
In fact, they do have to have permission from the Board of Regents, and we're talking about KU and K-State.
Right. To make a move like that. But I don't see this time, Bruce, the Board of Regents saying, sorry, KU, you can't go to the Big Ten. That would be a bold, bold move, because what is the other option? Like, to tell Kansas they couldn't take that kind of a deal because they need to stay true to the Big 12 and Kansas State could cost Kansas and the state a lot of money.
Yeah,
there is no more
gain?
Big 12.
What do you have to gain if the league is dissolving? What do you have to gain by blocking a move for Kansas or Kansas State to survive and potentially thrive in another place that just doesn't happen to be the Big 12 or before it the Big 8? I don't understand why there would be any limitations.
Well, in the
in
past,
that regard at this point.
So in the past, let's say before Texas and Oklahoma are on their way out, right? Like before we get into that and that happening in the Big 12, there was some chance it could stick together. You would have said no, Kansas. Like, you're fine right where you are. You don't need to leave. The Big 12 is great for everybody. But that option's no longer on the table, right? So it's just totally different now than it ever has been, because Texas and Oklahoma are gone. Whether it's now or later, they're gone. So the Big 12 just isn't that attractive, right, in its current form. So you can't stop Kansas if they've got an opportunity to go do something better. You can't.
And that's the biggest issue right now for the league, isn't it, Jacob? Because if you believe that it's teetering at this point, and I tend to believe that it is, I think it just takes one school to kind of upset whatever balance remains, and it's tenuous. I think one more school making a move to bolt changes the entire structure, potentially, of what the league can do.
Most Everything. Agree with you. Most agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's where we're at. All right, let's. We'll get to some Olympics. We'll get to the very interesting case of Simone Biles and why it's creating such a firestorm. It's interesting to me. That's part of what's on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, the home of the Daily Lunch Special. Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler Landing on Wichita's west side. Paul Brockton Hurdle, Chad Chambers producing. Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.